There was a moment recently, not a breakdown, not a big decision, just a quiet moment of truth that stopped me in my tracks. I realized I'd been shrinking again. Not because I didn't know who I was, and not because I lacked clarity, but because part of me still believed that standing fully in my power would make people pull away. That if I got too big, too clear, or too bold, I'd be too much. And when I traced that thought back, I saw it for what it was. A lie. A lie that says you need to shrink to be safe. A lie that says your power comes with a penalty. But here's the truth I remembered in that moment. Playing small is always a choice. And I'm done choosing it. Because this right here, this podcast, it's the reminder. This is where we stop hiding. This is where we start telling our truth. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. Okay, y'all, episode 12, playing small is a choice. You have to own your greatness. Let's get into it. What are some subtle ways that we shrink? Because playing small doesn't always look like failure. Sometimes it looks like over-delivering and undercharging, or deferring your dreams until the kids are grown, the money saved, or the fear is gone. And sometimes it looks like showing up in service, but never showing up in your full power. You see, shrinking can be sneaky. It hides in things that look responsible, that look like love, but underneath, it's often self-abandonment, wearing a mask. These are the quiet ways we self-abandon. And the longer we do it, the more we normalize it. And normal doesn't mean healthy. If your normal is constantly dimming your power to make others comfortable, it's time for a new normal. Now let's talk about why this happened from a brain-based perspective. You know, neuroscience. Your nervous system is wired for survival, not success, survival. And understanding this helps us remove shame, You're not broken. You're not lazy. You're wired to avoid risk, at least until you train your body otherwise. Your brain has linked being fully expressed with potential danger, and that might be emotional danger, social danger, or even just unfamiliar territory. And once you know this, you can stop taking your resistance personally, because it's not a sign to quit. It's a cue to pause, to regulate, and then choose again. Because emotional danger sounds like, what if I fail again? I don't want to be disappointed, and I've never let myself want this much. This is fear of feeling, rejection, grief, embarrassment, regret. It's your nervous system whispering, let's not go through that again. So instead of choosing growth, you choose safety. You play small, and not because you don't believe in the vision, but because you're afraid of the emotions that might come with the risk. And social danger. That sounds like, what will they think if I pivot? You know, starting a coaching business instead of staying in your program management role? Or, she's going to think I'm full of myself. People like me don't do these things. This is the fear of being judged, misunderstood, outgrown, or even left out. It's the quiet knowing that when you rise, someone in your circle might not clap for you. So instead of standing fully in your truth, you dilute it. You soften your power to stay acceptable, relatable, and non-threatening. And unfamiliar territory? Now that sounds like, I've never charged that much before. I don't even know what this version of me looks like. What if I actually get what I want and I can't hold on to it? This is the fear of success, the fear of expansion. It's the discomfort of stepping into a room your past self prayed for, but your current self doesn't feel ready to claim. And here's the truth most don't talk about. Your brain doesn't care if the old pattern was painful. It cares if it was predictable. So when you start choosing alignment over approval or clarity over confusion, your body reads that as danger, even if your spirit reads it as liberation. So how do these show up in real life? They show up in your inbox drafts you never send, or in your coaching offers you keep editing over and over, in the stage you keep avoiding, and in the clarity call you've been meaning to book. You see, every time you choose familiar fear over unfamiliar greatness, you tell the universe, I'd rather be safe than seen. And safety feels good, but it can become a prison. And you don't need more safety. You need more self-trust. And what if being seen is the only way to finally be free? So here's the reframe. Your nervous system can be reprogrammed. You can create new associations that tell your brain it's safe to be seen. It's safe to succeed. This isn't just a mindset shift. It's the full body shift. Because healing happens when your body learns it can hold power without bracing for loss. This is practical shift work. So start with this. Notice when you feel the urge to shrink. Where does it live in your body? Is it in your stomach? Your chest, your cheeks, name it. Say this. This is fear talking, not truth. Breathe, regulate, and redecide from your truth, not your trigger. And let's go deeper. Because spiritually playing small is not humility. It's actually disobedience. Because you were not created to dim your light for anyone or anything. And humility doesn't mean hiding. It means honoring what God gave you and being a steward of your brilliance, not a saboteur. There is a frequency attached to your obedience. There is a vibration that activates when you speak fully, lead boldly, and show up with nothing held back. Power is not a personality type. It's an energetic signature. And when you walk in it, you shift the frequency of every room you enter. And in quantum physics, we know that energy attracts energy. When you embody smallness, you actually attract delay, limitation, misalignment, and lack to yourself. But when you embody power, presence, and peace, you actually shift timelines. You magnetize opportunities to yourself, and you meet the future self that's been waiting on you to arrive. That actually gave me chills. Defining success and worth on your terms. This is where we do the work. Define what success actually means to you. Not your mother's version of success, not your boss's version of success, and not your social media persona's version of success. Ask yourself, what would it look like to define success based on peace, alignment, and joy? Number two, where am I outsourcing my definition of worthiness? And lastly, what belief am I willing to release right now to make room for my truth? Because most people's definitions of success are inherited. They're not inspired. And your next level starts with rewriting what winning looks like for you. Even with all your successes, you can still be hiding. Because we don't grow out of the fear, we grow through the fear. This is the permission slip. If you're still scared, that doesn't mean you're not ready. It just means you're right on time. And let me tell you, this was real for me too. Because for a long time, I was shrinking. Yes, me. The one who helps other people own their power for a living. The one who has led high-level teams, advised multimillion-dollar organizations, and designed business ecosystems for Fortune 500 companies. But here's the thing nobody tells you. You can be powerful and still be hiding. And I was. I had this quiet thought. It started as just a whisper at first. What if soul goals is the thing? Not the job, not the resume, not the safe corporate work I knew how to do with my eyes closed, but that thought kept showing up. And at first, it sounded like, okay, maybe this is a marketing idea, something I could maybe shape into a message. But the more I sat with it, the more I realized this wasn't just strategy. It was soul work. It was an invitation to trust what I couldn't yet explain and build from there. To trust what felt aligned, even when it wasn't logical. So I had to sit with it. I shaped it and I started moving even though I was unsure. There was no pitch deck, no polished rollout, no green light from the world. Just this soul deep knowing that I was done dimming. And you know what happened next? That quiet thought became a framework. That framework became a course, really courses. That course became a coaching experience. And that coaching experience became a movement. And now it's a trademark. Not because I waited for permission. Not because I launched it perfectly, but because I finally stopped shrinking around it. I stopped asking for permission to build what God gave me. So when I say playing small is a choice, I'm not preaching. I'm telling on myself. And if you're standing at the edge of your own assignment, this is your sign to step in. Define success on your own terms. Protect what God gave you. And show up like your soul means business. And here's the part I almost missed. The moment I stopped playing small wasn't some grand public shift. It was a decision. Quiet, internal, sacred. It was the choice to say yes to what scared me and what called me at the same darn time. Because bold doesn't always look like a big leap. Sometimes it looks like answering the invitation that's been sitting in your spirit. Sometimes it looks like saying, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm moving anyway. That's where the shift begins. Not in some 5-year plan, not in some future version of you who finally has it all together, but right now. So this week, I want you to make one bold move, not five, just one. And bold isn't about the size of the move, it's about the honesty of it. What feels most aligned, but most avoided, start there. Whether it's a conversation you've been avoiding, a boundary you've been too afraid to set, a raise you need to request, a truth you need to post, or a soul goals clarity call you need to finally book. Because here's what I know. Every time you move in alignment, you build a new neural pathway. You teach your brain, it's safe to choose me. You regulate your nervous system to hold power without panic. And you tell your future, I'm coming for you, and I'm not flinching anymore. This is the science of self-trust. Repetition creates regulation, and regulation creates results. So stop waiting for the fear to go away. It may never go away. Stop waiting for someone to tell you it's your turn. They may never tell you it's your turn. Because if you're still waiting for permission to rise, you've already said no to yourself. The breakthrough isn't after the fear. It's on the other side of your yes that's in the middle of it. So say yes instead. And when you stop waiting for permission, I promise you, you will reclaim your power. And a quick break to show some love to our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. Listen, when you're shifting your mindset, owning your power and stepping into your soul work, sometimes you need a physical reminder. Head Game Wraps are high-vibe, beautifully designed wraps for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. So grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. And before we wrap, I want to leave you with something that reinforces the rhythm you're rebuilding. And you know it's an affirmation, because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. They shape your mindset. They train your body, your habits, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak it with intention and watch what happens. So say this with me. I no longer dim my light. I stand fully in my power. Again, slower this time. Breathe it in. I no longer dim my light. I stand fully in my power. And that's not just a mantra. That's a decision. So write it down, say it out loud, and more importantly, live like it's already true. And if you've been shrinking in plain sight, if you've been doubting your gifts, delaying your next step, or waiting for the perfect moment to finally show up, then let me say this clearly. Playing small is a choice. And so is power, so is purpose, so is clarity. So book your Soul Goals Clarity Call. This isn't just coaching, it's a breakthrough. It's for the woman who knows she's meant for more, but can't seem to move. The one who's been circling clarity, waiting for confidence to catch up, but finally realizes that confidence comes after you choose. In this one-on-one session, we'll get to the root. We'll strip away the noise, and you'll walk away with one bold, soul-aligned step that's yours to take now. Not when you feel you're ready, not when it's perfect, now. Because your soul goal isn't waiting on your circumstances to change, it's waiting on you to stop choosing small. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com. Because when your mindset is shifting, your crown should still sit right. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you again for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get aligned, and create the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode pulled back the curtain on what it really means to play small, not just in what you do, but in how you think, how you speak to yourself, and how you delay the dreams that keep tapping you on the shoulder. Because here's what I know. You don't need another strategy. You need to stop waiting for someone to validate what God already gave you. Because this work, it's not always easy, but it's absolutely necessary. So now, the question becomes, where are you choosing small when your next level is begging for your space? And where are you trading your power for approval and your clarity for comfort? If this episode sparks something in you, share it with the woman you know has been holding back, the one who's quietly powerful but overdue for permission to go big. Send this to her, then leave a review. Hit subscribe and meet me back here next week, because this season, it's not about being safe. It's about being seen. And until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.